Jack Mangan. Jack Mangan.
The legend.
Jack Mangan.
The indestructible sole survivor of the Titanic pileup of 95. Only two-time winner of the Transcontinental Road Race.
Jack Mangan.
Ripped up, wiped out, battered, shattered, creamed and reamed. A dancer on the brink of death.
Jack Mangan.
Who lost a leg in 98, an arm in 99. With half a face and half a chest and all the guts in the world, he's back. God only knows what he looks like under that mask, but he is back. In the name of Mr. President, America loves you.
Jack Mangan. So the Palooza voting is up. You can go at www.jackmangan.com and see the link to the SurveyMonkey site where you can go and vote for the next film or book or whatever it is that will be covered in the next Deadpan Palooza episode. And there's also a little description of what a Palooza truly is, in fact. Because lots of, just about every fucking podcast in the world seems to be about you know, geek culture and books and movies and whatnot, but we do this once in a while, a couple times a year, and we have a deadpan spin on it that's kind of unique. And oh yeah, hi, this is the Deadpan Podcast, episode number 131. We have to shout above the din of our Rice Krispies. I'm your host, Jack Mangan. Keyboard click. A.K.A. a shadow on the door of a cottage on the shore of a dark Scottish loch. So back to that survey for the Palooza. It went up just today, so there's only been one day's worth of voting. But so far, we've had 16 votes come in. And right now, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is slightly ahead of a bunch of the others. There's a whole bunch that are tied for second place. So there you go. There you have it. There are also a couple of votes for Flash Gordon, for the Dogfight short story, Snow Crash, and yeah, other stuff is getting votes, too. So, the voting deadline is July 22nd, just before midnight. So, get your votes in then. Or before then, obviously. All right, I thought I had more to say, but I guess not. So, we're going to get into the show. There's a whole bunch of contributions, so there's absolutely no dearth of content this week. So, thank you very much, you out there who has contributed. I still would love more stuff, and I'll give you the contact info at the end of the show if I remember. But anyway, let's get right on to it. I've actually only met Crazy Joe a handful of times, but he is a really good guy, and he's back in Philadelphia now, but he's apparently podcasting again. And here's his promo.
Robot lizard.
But with horn-rimmed glasses and a pocket protector.
That's nerdy. We're on the rampage, laying waste to the geek landscape.
We'll talk movies, TV, comics, toys, video games.
And sometimes we talk turkey.
Don't you mean chicken?
That's right. So check us out at Megapodzilla.com.
We're also available on iTunes and the Zoom Marketplace.
Aw, yeah.
Deadpan is the way.
Welcome to Bad Lurk Theater. But I have to charge. I know you want it. The thing that makes me, what the guys go crazy for, they lose their minds the way I wind. I think it's time. La la, la la la, warm it up. La la, la 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 la, the boys are waiting. La la, la la la, warm it up. La la, la la la, the boys are waiting. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right it's better than yours.
Hey, Jack. This is the artist formerly known as Used Hair from New York, now known as Used Hair from Orlando. And I was going through lists that I could possibly call into the show and realized as I was going through the receipts from my 2.5 week long trip for work that I've eaten at a lot of restaurants in the last 2.5 weeks. So I figured I would call in that list. So this is the list of restaurants I've eaten at in the last 2.5 weeks. Mama Walk, California Pizza Kitchen, Red Rock Canyon Grill, Cheeburger Cheeburger, Urban Barbecue Company, Rio Grande Cafe, Hunan Palace, Chicken Out Rotisserie, Panera Bread, Chicken Out Rotisserie, Baja Fresh, Familia Pizzeria, Pump House, Chili's 2, Fujiyama, Panera Bread, Carlina's, Mama's Cafe Bachi, Greenleaf's Grill, California Pizza Kitchen.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my
pan.
Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me
grease my spoon.
Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me
do haiku.
Up in here, y'all gonna make me
download every episode of Spherical Tomy.
Up in here, up in here.
Hey Jack, Scry here with some stolen lyrics. Mikey got with Sharon, Sharon got Cherise, she was sharing Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying, they were doing it in Texas. Tommy played a piano like a kid out in the rain, then he lost his leg in Dallas, he was dancing with the train. They were all in love with dying, they were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain. I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes. Some will die in hot pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain. I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes. Another Mikey took a knife while arguing in traffic. Flipper died a natural death. He caught a nasty virus. Then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. While it should have been a better shot, it got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain. I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes. And that is Pepper by, I think it's Butthole Surfers.
Yes, it was actually Butthole Surfers. I remember. So we have tons of lyrics here, which is a great thing, and I actually have a whole backlog of many more. I'm not sure, we may get some more in this episode, and there will definitely be some in future episodes. And those of you who have sent them in and you haven't heard them yet, you know who you are. So they're coming. And actually, if you hear bad lyrics and you're inspired to send them on to Deadpan, then please feel free. However, I'm actually going to throw out another lyrical request here, or lyrical thought. You're still welcome to send bad lyrics, as I said, but here's another thing to think about. Why don't you just maybe think about sending in, recording yourself reading your favorite dirty lyrics. Yes, there are plenty, plenty of good dirty lyrics out there in rock and roll. I mean, all of us have some Prince tape or MP3 or something somewhere. So I'm actually not going to lead the charge on that because I just have a lot of other things to get to in this episode, but I'm sure I'll read some dirty lyrics in the future. And think about, in addition to your bad lyrics, and even lyrics that you enjoy, send something dirty.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Lost Ralph. I just exited Transformers 2. Ooh, midnight showing. This makes it so that I've seen all three Transformers in theater. And all I can say is if you liked the first Michael Bay film, you'll like the second one. And you won't even notice the 2.5-hour showtime. There's so much action in it. And luckily enough, there's less of Sam Witwicky and his family being annoying. And then in the first one. Thank you, and Deadpan is the way.
Hello, Mr. Mangan. I haven't been sending in as much deadpan material as I should. I haven't been sending as much material to everyone as I probably should. But I'm going to rectify that as soon as I can. I figured I would list in this message the actual physical dimensions of my workspace. The ceiling of my sleeper berth is now approximately 6 feet 2 inches, which means if I grow my hair longer, I can actually feel the roof of my cab with my own hair. Just kind of disturbing to me because I used to have a larger cab, but I changed jobs and now I have a smaller cab, which I live out of. It used to be really high, like an 8-foot ceiling, or actually almost 9-foot ceiling. But now I'm in a smaller workplace, and I was curious, and well, the width of it is 8 feet wide, and the length from the back of the sleeper berth to the windshield is about 7 feet. I was wondering, what are the dimensions of your workspace, your cubicle or office? I wonder if we're not just constantly living in smaller and smaller boxes. Talk to you later.
I can teach you, but I have to charge. I can see you're on it. You make me want to teach thee. I can see you're on it. You want me to teach thee techniques that freaks these boys. It can't be bought. You know thieves get caught. Watch if you are smart. La la, la la la, warm it up. La la, la la la, the boys are waiting. La la, la la la, warm it up. La la, la la la, the boys are waiting. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right it's better than yours. I can teach you. But I have to charge. Oh, once you get involved, everyone will look this way, so you must maintain your charm. Save time, maintain your halo. Oh, once you get involved, everyone will look this way, so you must maintain your charm. Same time, maintain your halo. Just get the perfect blend, plus what you have within. Then next his eyes are squint. Then he's picked up your scent.
Deadpan.
Unrelated thought. That cable show, How It's Made, should really distribute bongs to its viewers.
Hello, Deadpan. This is CJ. And this is my dumbass memory from Vegas that actually doesn't have anything to do with me and alcohol, surprisingly. But instead, it has to do with how I'm a complete idiot when trying to walk around and not drive. So it was about 95 degrees in Vegas while I was there during the day, which I don't think is really that hot because I'm used to Arizona temperatures. But if you're outside in the heat for a long time, I found that it gets hot. I was staying at the Riviera. I needed to get to the Stratosphere. So I went back out to where the cab had initially dropped me off at the Riviera, and I was going to take another one to the Stratosphere, but I realized I could actually see the Stratosphere Tower from the Riviera when I looked up in the sky, which, there you go. So now I have direction to walk. So I started walking, and I actually sent out a tweet over Twitter asking, you know, how far is it between these two hotels? And somebody wrote back and said it was less than a mile. It was actually a mile and a half, which still isn't that big of a walk. But when it's 95 degrees, it's kind of hot. So when I got to my end destination, my really cute hair was all flat and yucky, and I probably needed a shower. So my friends at the Stratosphere advised me that there's a bus line that you can take, and it's relatively cheap. So that was how we got around for the rest of that day, and that was fine. But unfortunately, I was alone on Sunday morning at my hotel, and I checked out, and I have my bag, and I'm like carrying my bag, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go grab the bus and scoot back up to the Stratosphere because our flight doesn't leave till later in the day. I go outside, and I'm looking for the bus stop, and I'm walking, and I'm looking, and I'm walking, and I'm looking, and this is where I completely became a dumbass. I got lost, and I'm like behind some convention center in some back alley, and I'm kind of like totally creeped out. Here I am now. I'm lost. I'm scared. I'm carrying my luggage. I'm like freaking out, and I'm walking, and of course my hair is going flat, and it turned out that I walked like 2 miles out of my way to get to the stinking bus stop. It was absolutely ridiculous. So nobody should let me walk alone. That's the new rule. Somebody has to escort me whenever I have to walk somewhere that's like over, you know, a half a mile, because I'll just get lost because I'm a dumbass. Or, you know, I could take my GPS with me, I suppose, everywhere I go.
Why, sure. Why, climb sure. Into my spoon. Into my spoon. Into my spoon.
Just a Joe says, just tried to touch ZP, but it wouldn't play frowny. The Energizer Bunny says, Robo Geesh was a WTF moment for me too. Now, Ellipsis, I have some overlording to do. Espy says, I'm pretty sure Dan Brown couldn't write himself out of a box. Imaginary Number says, I just had chicken cooked in yogurt recently at an Indian restaurant. Best I can come up with. Oh, and it was excellent, with spinach mixed in. Imaginary Number says, did Jack just say, quote, truckload of pants? Close quotes, question mark.
Hello there, this is Van Amand with a stolen paragraph from Patent Recognition by William Gibson. Walking on, he explains to her that Sinclair, the British inventor, had a way of getting things right, but also exactly wrong. Foreseeing the market for affordable personal computers, Sinclair decided that what people would want to do with them was to learn programming. The ZX81, marketed in the United States as the Timex 1000, cost less than the equivalent of $100, but required the user to key in programs tapping away on that little motel keyboard sticker. This had resulted both in the short market life of the product and, in Wojtek's opinion, 20 years on, in the relative preponderance of skilled programmers in the United Kingdom. They had their heads turned by these little boxes, he believes, and by the need to program them, like hackers in Bulgaria, he adds obscurely.
Hi, this is Anya from Buffy Between the Lines, the audio drama, and you're listening to Jack Mango's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way. I left out that one word. Is that okay? I mean, I've seen all manner of customs, and you really don't want to know what some demons do with their mothers. I just have sex with Xander. And where's my paycheck? What?
All right, so vote in the Palooza voting thing. Go to SurveyMonkey and vote once. I don't think Dubshack listens anymore, otherwise I would tease him about cheating and making us all go through Southland Tales. As I said, I still have a backlog of excellent, wonderfully awful lyrics that you guys have sent, and I look forward to playing those. I look forward to more bad lyrics, and I also look forward to getting some of your dirty, dirty, dirty lyrics. This outro babble is slightly premature because I actually have a few more things to come up. Yes, run with all the innuendo here. But so I'm going to... I've actually done bumpers for a couple of other podcasts, and I figured I might as well run them here. I can run them here on Deadpan, so you can hear some of the bumpers that I've created for other places. It's just sort of an efficient way. That's an efficient use of the... I don't know. I'm already that tired, so it is time for outro babble. I'm going to play the last bits of content, and then there will be a song thrown in there, and this will end up being another typical length Deadpan episode. But thank you all for being Deadpan. You guys are the mother effing way, and you guys are also excellent friends of mine, and you're all greatly appreciated. And the comments on the Deadpan comments page has been a lot of fun lately. So if you're not really even lurking, then you're kind of missing out. So you're invited to lurk, and even better, to participate and make some comments and jokes. All right, officially on fumes here. Everyone get out your bowls of mush, and let's dive into the end of this episode. I'm not coming back after all that other stuff. Good night, great green eggs and ham.
Hello, this is Amy Bowen. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way.
Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey.
Jesus, geeks. Hey, this is Jack Mangan of the Deadpan Podcast. And if you think that Jesus would make a welcome addition to your Friday night D&D group, I get the sense that he'd probably have an 85th level lawful good paladin, then you're at the right place. You're listening to the Jesus Geeks Podcast. Strangely literal. Hi, this is Jack Mangan of the Deadpan Podcast, and you're listening to the Literally Strange Podcast. No. Hi, this is Jack Mangan, and you're strange for being illiterate. No, wait. Hi, this is Strange Jack Mangan. No. This is Jack Mangan, and Tabs is literally a strange podcaster. Hi, this is Chuetel Iagiofor, and you're watching Serenity 2, The Quickening. What? No. Okay, hold on. Hi, this is Jack Mangan, and you're listening to the Strangely Literal Podcast. Generic bumper 1. Okay, ready to record the bumper. Hi, this is me, and you're listening to this.
La la, la la la. Warm it up. La la, la la la. The boys are waiting. La la, la la la. Warm it up. La la, la la la. The boys are waiting. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge. I can teach you, damn right it's better than yours. It's better than yours. I can teach you, damn right it's better than yours. It's better than yours. And they're like, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Yes, and that was Milkshake Lyrics Kellister? I have no idea who this is. But this has been Bad Lyric Theater. Thank you, and good evening.
Hey, this is Greg from North Aurora, Illinois. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Inflection free since April of 2006. Booyah.
Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey.
Farpoint Recap 1. So these Farpoint podcasters put a lot of effort and a lot of work into creating their podcasts. Sometimes, you know, they give up sleep and they work really hard, often to get them out on a schedule, or at least a timely basis. And then this fucking guy, Dubshack, makes this show called the Farpoint Recap, where he makes fun of the efforts of these other people, where he just completely trashes everything they've done. Yeah, you know, he plays clips and makes these pithy little remarks, yeah. So, if you think that kind of thing is funny, if you think that's, you know, if they think that's there's comedy in putting down the hard work and the efforts of others to fucking just entertain you and make you happy, if you think that's funny, well then, you're listening to the right podcast. This is Jack Mangan of the Deadpan Podcast, and you are listening to the Farpoint Recap. Nice. Generic Bumper 2. Hi, this is Jack Mangan of the Deadpan Podcast, and you are listening to... featuring... I absolutely love listening to... it's one of my absolute favorite podcasts. Especially when they do stuff like... and... it's awesome. So keep listening to... part of the Farpoint Media family of shows. How to Grow Your Geek. Hey, this is Jack Mangan of the Deadpan Podcast. If you dream of one day hearing your little ones quoting Monty Python and telling you that the answer to life, the universe, and everything is 42,
Then you've come to the right place. You're listening to the How to Grow Your Geek podcast. Take it away, Susie.
Farpoint Recap 2.
Hi, this is Jack Mangan, and you've made an excellent choice in listening to the Farpoint Recap. Unless, of course, Dubshack has made fun of the Deadpan podcast, in which case, you should click stop immediately and send him threatening emails.
Love long and prosper.
Nanu Nanu, Browncoats, this is Jack Mangan of the Deadpan Podcast, and you are fracking listening to Dave and TJ on the Live Long and Perspire program. May the Force be with you.
And oh yeah, on Labor Day weekend of this year, which is actually not all that far away if you think about it, we are doing a Deadpan get-together right here in Phoenix, so it actually will coincide but not compete or cut into the Discworld convention that is going to be here. So I would appreciate it, I guess, if you think there's any chance that you'll be here, if you could let me know, send me an email, or, yeah, probably send me an email. That is sphericaljackm@gmail.com, or you can send a voicemail. That's 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. Actually, the voicemail is for Deadpan content. If you're going to talk to me about coming here for the Deadpan Gathering, or the Deadpan Jamboree, or the Deadpan Stampede, or whatever you want to call it on Labor Day weekend, email would do best. All right. Now I'm really not coming back.
I thought about staying. They offered me the chance to lead them, to teach them, to be king.
Uh-huh.
But my place is here, so I swallowed the juice, said the words, and here I am.
Did you say the words right this time?
Well, maybe I didn't say every single tiny little syllable, no, but basically I said them, yeah. Basically.
You know that story about how you could have been king? I think it's kind of cute.
Yeah. Lady, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store.
Who the hell are you?
Name's Jack Mangan. Podcaster.
I'll swallow your...
Deadpan.
Come get some.
Sure, I could have saved the past. Could have even been king. But in my own way, I am king. Hail to
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Baby.
Donkus, 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 donkus.
colors run through the space in my mind. I wanna tear you down and let it burn. If this is love, let me learn to learn, 'cause then I'll show you how we can be. We'll break on through, yeah, to win.
What?